go over to Job 5:9. Message, please. She's asking, anybody need some napkins? Babies are fun. You're fine. It's all right. Babies are fun. Job 5:9 in the message, it says, this starts at verse 8 right here. It says, if I were in your shoes, I'd go straight to God. I'd throw myself over myself on the mercy of God. After all, he's what?
Famous for great and unexpected acts.
But what's the next part?
There's no end to his surprises.
Amen. Amen.
God is famous for great and unexpected acts.
Amen.
That's what he's famous for. But not only is he famous for it, but there's no end.
Amen.
No end in sight. No end in sight. No end in sight of his surprises. Amen. Then y'all just turn to Matthew 6:38. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then what's going to happen? All these things will be what? Taken away from you? Added. Added to you. Look up Isaiah 1:19 in the Living, please. Isaiah 1:19, Living, it says, if you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then,
amen.
Then I will make you what?
Rich.
Rich. Hallelujah. Whenever we go through the door of abundance, we need to stop trying to drag people along with us.
Amen.
Amen. We can't always drag people with us because that's a decision they have to make on their own.
Amen.
Because once we get through the door of abundance, there's going to be many adversaries. But also, whenever we get through the door of abundance, if we're dragging people along with us, whenever it gets hard, who are they going to, God or you? And that's not just in the door of abundance. That's not just in overflow. That's in any area.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You can't drag people along. You got to let them make a decision.
Yes.
Make the decision, because whenever it gets hard,
that's good.
Amen. Amen.
They'll say things like, well, you said.
Yeah.
But when they make the decision to go through it, they know that God told them, all right, it's time to move forward in this.
Yes.
Whenever it gets rough, they'll say, God, you said.
Yeah.
Not, hey, it's not working like you said. Amen. We got to let people make their own decisions.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why I really do love Matthew 6:33. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Seeking first the kingdom of God, it's his ways and his the right way, his ways of doing everything. But seeking first the kingdom of God, number one, that's getting you into his word. Right?
Yes.
See, you can't seek first the kingdom of God by just sitting out here praying all day.
Amen.
Yeah, you can't. No, you can't. Because faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The word.
Can you please God without faith?
No. Amen.
Amen. So seek first the kingdom of God is getting into his word. And when you're getting into to the word of God, now you're starting to realize everything that belongs to you. That's why then it'll be added to you, because now whenever Satan tries to show up and steal something, you're like, no, that belongs to me because of the position I have, because I'm a king's kid, because of the covenant. I'm a child of God. That is mine. You're wrong. That belongs to me. See, once we start seeking the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
Amen. So, I mean, if these things ain't been added unto us, we need to check our position.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go over to Romans 13:8 real fast, please. I wrote this down. Heaven's wealth is an entrustment, not an achievement. Amen. Heaven's wealth is an entrustment, not an achievement. Romans 13:8. Got it? You can pull it up in the King James, please. Oh, no man anything but the what? For he that loveth another hath what?
Fulfilled the law.
Now we understand, you know, it's not a sin to owe anybody money. We've heard that taught and things like that. But on the other hand, we ought to think outside the box. I was meditating on this a few months ago or a month ago. I forget how long now. But where it said, owe no man anything. I was like, well, if I own my own electric company, if I own my own water business, my own water company, then I really wouldn't owe no man anything. And so the other day, whenever Reverend Dr. Ricky Edwards was here, I was able to talk to him. And I was talking to him about this verse, actually. It just came up. We was talking about it. He said, you know, because I heard Brother Copeland. You know, they got it's the Eagle Mountain, all that land. You know, they got their own power company. It's called Landagosia. You know, they got their own water company. And I believe they got their own gas, too. You know, they sell electric to the electric company there.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
See, it's, what's that?
They have gas wells on the property.
Yeah, they got gas wells on the property. I don't know if they probably got their own system set up to where they can use it. But that's a whole nother way of thinking.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
See, that's getting outside of the normal box.
Amen.
Well, what I was saying is I was talking to Dad about that, and he said, you know what, Ricky, he said, I was there, because they have a minister's conference every year. He said, me and your mom went there, and Brother Copeland was about to speak. He said, you know what, there's no better time than to do this than to do it now. He said, we got our own electric company set up. He said, we're going to cut power from them today, and our personal electric will start right back up. He said, so just give us a minute. Dad said the lights went out, and then they came right back on.
Amen.
But they got their own electric company set up there.
Yes,
on that land, own water company. Whole nother different way of thinking. And so if we allow the world and everything like that to shape us into thinking that we got to do everything this way, that we're not anybody to own anything like that, said who? Because number one, whenever God led Brother Copeland to buy that land, after he bought it, he told him, he said, there is oil and there is gas on this land. He said, but I don't want you drilling any oil wells or wells until you get the revelation of prosperity. The purpose of the revelation of the prosperity. See, because we read it the other day, Proverbs 20:21, you should look it up. Talks about a fool just spends everything, but a wise person will keep it. A foolish person will spend, every time he gets a check, it's spent. But a wise person will keep it. Man, hallelujah. It's another way of thinking and another way of living. I was actually talking to Zoe on the way in, and I told her, I said, you know, we was just talking about being led. I said, you know, God could, you could be the first or the youngest millionaire here in this town. I said, now don't get me wrong. You can go to college if that's your desire to be a doctor or whatever that is, but don't just go to go. Be led, number one. Because like I've told y'all, mom and dad got that many hours in college. Mom didn't finish high school, but yet they own 6 or 7 businesses. Well, it's just because, you know, God's on their life. No, it's because they're led and they started obeying, started started the inward witness, following that inward witness to do whenever everything was impossible. Y'all heard him talking about he'd wake up in cold sweats in the middle of the night whenever they were in debt $1 million. Satan coming up going, what you going to do now? What are you going to do now? So he had to rely on the word of God, because that'll shake you. That'll move you if you allow it. But whenever you have a foundation and you seek first the kingdom of God, you got the foundation underneath you. And so even though you get woke up in the middle of the night, you're able to, even though Satan might wake you up, you can sit up and go, ha, I have a supply. I live in abundance and I have a covenant. I was led to do this, so it's not my decision. And go right back to sleep. It's a decision on all of our parts, amen? But God could make every one of us in here. I heard a minister talking about, he said, everybody's got $1 million status on the inside of them. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so once we start just appropriating the word of God, seeking the word of God, learning to follow that inward witness.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He's famous for great and unexpected acts.
Amen.
There's no end to his surprises. Because whenever you're seeking first the kingdom of God, the surprises just start showing up.
Amen.
Hence the Dodge truck that I now own. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. All glory be to God. And every time somebody asked, I said, well, number one, God got me that truck. I'll just be real honest with you. Well, how do you do that? Well, it showed up, and I had the opportunity to get it. God got me that truck.
Amen.
Amen.
Especially with the 39,000 miles on it and only paid, you know, I don't know if I told y'all the price. I probably shouldn't. Don't want nobody fainting. But it ain't near what, near what it's worth.
Amen.
Near.
Amen.
Mm-mm. Had 7,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
That what I say?
39.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's how much I paid for it. Sorry, I paid 39. It had 7,000 miles on it. 7,000 miles, paid 39,000. You can't tell me God didn't do that. Because when you seek first the kingdom of God, things start showing up and you just go, all right, thank you, God. Let's keep going. But you got to make sure you don't get things focused minded as well.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, say that.
And the more you stay in the Word, the more you won't get things focused minded. You'll continually focus on the Word of God. But if things start showing up and you start getting your focus out here, it's going to hinder you. I'm telling you right now, it'll hinder you. So make sure we stay focused in the Word of God. Amen. And on what God's got us going and doing. Amen. Hi, you got your tithe and offering? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and we thank you for the ability that you placed on our lives and for the opportunities that you show us daily, Father God, and for the inward witness, for our spirit, man, for the Holy Ghost helping us, leading us, and guiding us into opportunities. And I thank you, Father God, we won't reason them away with our natural thinking. We won't allow our mind to grab a hold of the things that you're leading us to do and to deter us from them. But I thank you, Father God, we'll stay focused on that inward witness and we'll say, okay, you said to buy this lot. I'm not going to allow my mind to pick that up and reason it out, talking about, well, why do you need that? Well, why should you purchase that? That's too much money. You can't afford that right now. Or I wouldn't buy that. That's not a good deal. We'll allow our spirit man to continue leading us, the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us. And we will not allow our natural mind to pick it up and to talk us out of it. But we'll continue forward with you, Father God, just like you want us to, in obedience with what you have for us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, and everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. I don't know who's got announcements. Do I have announcements? You got announcements?
Amen. Glory. Well, if this is your first time here, we'd love to say welcome home. And that same card you can use to keep us updated on your contact information so that if anything's going on, we can get a hold of you and let you know. Also, prayer requests, praise reports is what we use that card for. So please fill it out. Once a month, Sunday night discipleship. We're working our way through the Bible Prayer Study Course by Kenneth E. Hagin. We will be announcing when that's going to happen this month. This is the first, is it not? Yeah, today's the first, isn't it? So we'll let you know. We are in the midst of the 31-Day Marriage Challenge. The books, there's two books, Wife in Pursuit and Husband in Pursuit. At the end of the 31 days, the next slide will show that, we are going to have the Marriage with Purpose retreat up in Williams for a few days, $100 for the conference and meals. Your lodging is separate. If you do the books, you don't have to do the retreat if you don't want to, but if you want to do the retreat, you should do the books because it's going to be based on that. So, and the books are still available. You can get them through Amazon. Meal to Go fundraiser, that is February 5th. Is that this Sunday? Yes, this Sunday. Donation only, and the money that we are going to raise from that is for the Essentials Conference for Ladies Life. And we will see a slide about that as well. SIA, meet here February 13th at noon for a trip to Golden Corral. And this is the Essentials Conference, Angelus Temple. Text LADIES to 928-754-0709. That number is a number that the church uses. So if you text like whatever keyword we give you, it'll give you information. So you can put that number in your phone as a Spirit Life Church information number. And that way, all you get is the keyword text, and that way you get information about that. And that's it. Praise God.
You can come up. That's all. Is this Sunday the family meeting?
Yes, sir.
All right. So this Sunday is family meeting.
Business
meeting. That's why they're doing that meal.
Oh.
So please show up.
If you're a member.
Thank you. It'll be right after service. Yes. That's why the ladies are doing the dinner. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So, really quick, if you're wondering what family business meeting is, if you were like, "What's that?" It's when the membership comes together and goes over the previous year. Could you go and dial that back some? I tested it earlier, and it's a little. Oh well, it's okay then. Here we go. Let's pray. And we'll get after the word. Father, thank you for this awesome opportunity to serve you, Lord God. I ask that you would just use me as a vessel, Lord, to bring forth the word that you put on my heart. I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All righty. So much. I'm just going to start here. Hebrews 6. In the message, we'll start in the message. Round about verse 9. I want to talk to you a little bit about, of course, we've been talking about faith. We've been talking about provision. We've been talking about the suddenly things. And then what about when it's not a suddenly, right? So how many of you know that not every time that you go to God in prayer does it suddenly happen? Not every time, right? Sometimes it takes a little something called patience. And that's just more often than not, it'll actually take a bit of patience. Now there are those suddenly moments, which is awesome. Everybody loves that. Prayed to God and the next day I had it, right? But we as people of faith is that ability, right? To know that God is God and that he's going to deliver on the promises that he made. And so in that, I'm going to change it now. I'm going to go to James 1. I haven't even started. I'm already acting like Pastor Ricky. It's all good. Verse 2. We're going to do this New King James, fine. Now, so this says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. Go ahead and go next. Or I have New King James. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So something that a lot of people might think is that these trials and these temptations, right, are all bad, right? We always think that God, if God's trying us or he's doing, if that's our mentality, we might think that, like we've heard before just recently, that maybe God put that sickness on us. We know that's not true here in this church. God didn't put no sickness on us or any sickness on us. God doesn't do that. What if I said some of these trials are that time between prayer and holding it?
Amen.
That's how perfect faith has worked out.
Right. Amen.
Anything the society these days, it's talked us into never wanting to wait for anything.
Amen.
We have our food immediately. We have our news immediately. All these things, convenience, a lot of people, you know, you could say that the Amish are bound because, and I'm not, if you have Amish friends, don't be upset about this, but they feel like technology is the devil, right? Uh-huh. And so they're bound in that, not wanting to step forward in time because they want to hold on to this old time religion. But in the same idea, sometimes the technology and the conveniences that we have in life have bound us to not really try our faith. Pastor Ricky talks about Bishop Oedipo and how he said that we in America have it easy because we can go to a bank and get a loan.
Right. Yeah.
And they'll give anybody a loan in most situations. Anybody can find a loan if you want to pay super amounts of interest and all that. But I digress. But the world has made us weak in our ability to endure.
Yes, amen.
Because we want it now.
Yeah, amen.
But that works contrary to what faith is. If patience is the fruit, is one of the fruits of the Spirit, is it right?
Yes.
Love, joy, peace, patience.
Yeah.
It's there. Goodness, faithfulness, see, woo-hoo. Gentleness, self-control. Hey, I've got never mind. Too long in kids. So faith trials make patience.
Yes.
It's like the ingredients to the cake.
Yeah.
You may have the word. You may spend time in prayer, but you've not had that last little bit, that binding agent, if you would let me say it, to really work that perfect faith that's unwavering.
Right. Amen.
And so as we get into this, think about those things that we've kind of given up, that it just took too long.
Right. Amen.
We just didn't. Why not, God? And think about Abram.
Yeah.
To who? Hey, man, through your seed, I'm going to bless the whole world. And he's just sitting, I had seed? What are you talking about? In case you didn't know, Abraham didn't have kids till he was like 100. That's Steve's over here regretting a puppy. Because he can't keep up. He hasn't actually said that. I just thought I'd make fun of him for a second. But because he can't keep up, right? I'm too old for this, man. Gosh. It's easy to run around with a dog when you're 30. Man. It is. Right? No, JJ and Nina, they don't believe so. But Pastor Ricky's got his dog on lockdown.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true either. It sounds like I'm making a bunch of stuff up here. I got to stop. So I looked up patience. Patience means bearing pains or trials calmly. Hold on. And without complaint. Don't be mad at me. It's just what the dictionary says. Not being or not hasty or impetuous. Steadfast despite opposition, difficulty, or adversity. Able or willing to bear.
Yeah.
Son. Yes. Catch on to this, man. That's patience.
Yeah.
That's the fruit of the Spirit, being able or willing to bear. How many of us are willing to bear?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I thank God Heather's helped me, and thank God God sent her to me to help me. And the way she helps me is she quick little right in the throat when I get impatient at like the restaurant. I because there's times when I've been that way. Get that weird, that mad face. The food doesn't taste good anymore. I'm mad about it. But you know what? We got to be willing and able to bear things. I like the steadfast despite opposition, difficulty, or adversity. So what I'm trying to say is let faith work in your life because it, or let patience work in your life because it's what brings that perfect faith. Now we'll go to Hebrews 6 and see what we've got there. This one I need in the message because God showed it to me there and it was awesome. And we're going to go to verse 9. Talking to the Hebrews also, obviously, it says, I'm sure that won't happen to you, friends. I have better things in mind for you. Salvation things. God doesn't miss anything. He knows perfectly well all the love you've shown him by helping needy Christians and that you keep at it. And now I want each of you to extend that same intensity toward a full-bodied hope and keep at it till the finish. Don't drag your feet. Be like those who stay the course with committed faith and then get everything promised to them.
Amen.
I'm going to go over to, I believe it's New King James on that. This is something else that stood out to me. In the New King James, it says, Beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. Accompany salvation. Sounds a lot like when the doctors were talking about what's the best gospel to preach to somebody.
Yes.
Things that accompany salvation.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Though we speak in this manner, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. It takes faith and patience to inherit the promises of God. We have to, but in order to know the promises of God, we have to know the Word of God. In order to know the Word of God, we have to spend time in it. We can't just go around, I'm sorry, you don't take my word for it. Don't take Pastor Ricky's word for it. Take God's word for it. You can listen to hundreds of hours of sermons and you could hear the word of God and it could stir faith in you. But it won't grow faith in you.
Amen.
You got to get in the word and you have to be in front of God to build that faith. If we're unwilling to do that, how can we say that we're able and willing to bear? That we're steadfast despite opposition? It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard. Romans 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have the have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into his into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Second Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. I want you to jump really quick over to Titus 2:2. Paying attention to that word sound. That the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, and temperate, sound in faith, in love, and patience. Sound. That I looked up that word sound also. And some things stood out to me in the definition. When we look at it as a sound mind, that can that means free from flaw, defect, or decay. Yeah. Solid, firm,
yeah.
Free of error,
yeah.
Fallacy.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then something else pointed out to me, jumped out off the page when I was looking it up. Legally valid.
Amen.
Amen.
Legally valid. Remember, Pastor Ricky's been talking about it, Dr. Ricky talked about it, that legality of how the devil tries to get after us. If we're standing in the court, have we given him, by the words of our mouth, a legal argument against what we believed God for the entire time?
Amen.
Have we? Have you? Have I? I know there's times when I have.
Yeah, amen.
So much so, I had to change jobs.
Amen.
Be honest with you. And God blessed me on the other side, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, praise God.
But I had done just dirtied and muddied everything that I was believing for on my own.
Yeah.
But thank God for his grace, amen, and for his mercies, amen, and for the other side, because it's way, way better. Amen. I'll tell you what. James 5:10. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. Now, if y'all know anything about Job, whoo!
Yeah.
But Job endured.
Yes.
And he had the worst friends to help him along with it. Well, nobody was telling. His wife was horrible. Just go die, dude. Curse God and die. That's how you answer this? Thank God we got helpmeets and not Job's wife.
Amen.
My son, curse God and die. Come on now. Yet he went ahead and he went through it. And through Job's patience and through Job's faith in God and his righteousness, even though he had a little bit back and forth with God, he endured. And because of his faith and patience, even his wife who told him, curse God and die, she got blessed. How many of you know? Because when Job got his kids back and all his wealth back, she was part of that, right? Patience, endurance. God is so good. If you just hold on and keep moving. let's go to Mark 11:24. We know this pretty well, but we're going to read it anyways. Therefore, I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. In order for you to be successful in this faith walk, and with patience, it is vital that you never once go back on what you have prayed.
Amen.
Never once go back on what you have prayed. If you prayed for a dog, hold on till you have the dog.
Yep. Amen.
If you pray for a car, hold on till you have that car. And how do we do that? Because see, it's not so much about the ideas, because the devil's going to come. He's going to tell you that's not yours.
Yeah.
Right. I'd be a liar if I told you that wasn't so. Yeah. What comes out of your mouth afterwards?
Right.
Yep. You know, you're right. I had opportunity today to say a bunch of things. Oh, well, this is just blah, 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 right?
Right.
Yeah. When God has put something in your heart that's too big for you to believe, go after it.
Yes.
Pray.
Yeah.
Believe God that He's going to deliver it, and never say another word except for thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Never say another word. Because as soon as you start putting words on there, like even things that don't seem like lack of faith. Well, if I just got a few more hours a week. Who's giving that to you?
Yeah, amen.
If I could just get another part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
If I could just do this.
Amen.
Or if I could just, where's God in that?
Come on.
Why aren't we believing God?
Come on.
I was telling Pastor Ricky last week, it was whenever I was driving Isaac home from work. But I had lost sight of something I was believing God for in my work. And God reminded me about it. And I, you know what? You got to repent.
Amen.
And you got to get back to confessing those things.
Amen.
And believing God for those things. You got to keep it on your mouth too. You can't just say, hey, God. And then not say anything. You got, hey, God, thank you that today you're bringing provision.
Yep. Amen.
Whatever that looks like for you, that's what it looks like for you. For me, it looks different. Sales, that's how it goes.
Right.
But keep it in your mouth.
Amen.
And the word of God to feed it. And watch God deliver what it is you ask for.
Yes.
But it's all about keeping your mouth right. It's all about saying the things that are right. The very next day after I shared it with Pastor Ricky, so I get paid commission kind of bonuses off of what I do. I was believing God for a certain number every month. The next day, He knocked my socks off and He put that certain number in a day. So I, and me, you know, because as a human, you're like, you know, wow, that was cool. What? Can he do it again? He did it the first time.
Amen.
And it had nothing to do with me. I didn't call anybody for it. I didn't jump through any hoops. I didn't ask for it except for God. And they all just walked through the door.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
God, that's the God we serve.
Yes.
Amen.
That's who our God is.
Yes.
That's got to tell you. Four minutes, 37 seconds. The word of God is God's part in our prayer life.
That's right.
Pray the word of God. I had an opportunity to pray with somebody who's believing for a baby.
Amen.
And you know what? She just asked me out of the blue, pray for me. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, yeah. I was like, cool. So me, there's nothing that can be done without the word of God, right? If it's not in the word of God, he's not there.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? And so I said to her, you know what? God's first commandment and his first promise to us is to be fruitful and multiply.
Yes.
Right? Which means expanding our family. And so God's first promise to humans or to mankind was family.
Yes.
And it was also his first commandment to us. So he told us to go and do this. So now, that's Genesis 1:28. Now your job is to confess that over your life. And then I prayed for it and said, and from now on, you're not asking for God for another a baby right now ever again. You're just going to thank him every morning when you wake up. And you're going to say, God, thank you that in Genesis 1:28, you said and you told us to be fruitful and multiply. And now I can tie my faith with her so her and her husband can go and have a baby. They can grow their family and they can be happy parents.
Amen.
When they can get back to sleep. Hallelujah. This stood out to me pretty well because I swear I've heard this said before. The power of patience is released by a threefold decision. Decision number one, or part one, decide God's word is true.
Amen.
You have to believe it to see it. Not see it to believe it. You have to believe it to see it. Somebody write that down. That's pretty good. Thank God. Decide to act only in faith. What's that look like? If you don't have faith on it, if you can't move faith on it, you better get in faith on it before you're believing for it. Because if you don't hit that one, the next one's going to be really, really hard. Deciding to speak only in faith. If they all have to be at the same time.
Right.
If you can't be in faith in just in how you're acting, you can't see it, it's going to be really, really hard to speak it.
Yeah.
It really, really is. So that's where we need to, as the body of Christ, really decide on some things. It's easy, and I said this before. I don't know why we're believing God. If you'll let me go over this really quick. We're believing God that if we trust and believe in his son Jesus, that he died for our sins, that he's the Son of God, and that through him, by the blood, that we can be back in communication with God and back in communion with God, we're going to go to heaven, a place of storybooks where the streets are gold. We're believing God for this, guys.
Amen.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. No, don't get me. It's true.
Yeah.
Right.
But we ain't nobody ever seen. Well, there's people that say they've seen it, and I believe some of those people are telling you the truth. But nobody that you know personally, potentially, has seen it and brought like a paver back. Do you know what I mean? Where'd you get that gold? I went to heaven, brought back a paver. Nobody's done that. But we can't believe God. We know that people get rich for ridiculous reasons. There are dogs with more money than you. Currently.
Amen.
Not that you could have. You can have all the money you want.
Amen.
But there are currently pet rocks that have more money than you. Amen. People videotape them with weird sounds and they get paid. How come we can't believe our God? The God that created the heavens and the earth. The God that knows where the gold is.
Come on.
Is it called slag or whatever when you throw away the trash after you crush up minerals? What if Earth is just made of heavens? God knows where he buried it. But we can't believe God for some gold?
Amen.
We know that people get healed. But people struggle all the time that God wants you to walk in health.
Right. Amen.
But we can believe in heaven. A place I know is real. But it doesn't make sense to the human mind.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
These things that accompany salvation.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Accompany salvation. So how we get in it, we get to this by doing the word, following after the word. But get after some people. It has helped me tremendously to start following along. You're not following the person, you're following what faith has done in their life.
Yeah.
So you're following God.
Yes.
But it says it back in the Hebrews, I think it's Hebrews 6:12, I think is what it says. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Amen.
When you're sitting there and you're a little tired, get a hold of somebody who has through faith and patience inherited the promise.
Amen.
Don't talk down to them. You could probably talk to them about where you're struggling. I know I have. But sometimes you need to go and see how they're living their life. What they're doing. They're sowing.
Right.
They're speaking. Their time in the Word.
Yeah.
Get after those things. Follow and understand what they're doing that makes that God's promises work in their lives. You're not emulating them. You're just watching. You ever seen kids watch their parents?
Yeah.
And then do things?
Yeah.
You know? Not all of them are good, you know. Especially like my boys I wasn't following Jesus when they was growing up. Now they're broke. I'm just joking. they're doing good. They really are. But in that, I'm just going to end it right there. But imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. If we can do that and we can get in the Word and believe God for craziness, let's do it. Y'all agree?
Amen.
Let's pray.
Amen.
Father, thank you for this wonderful evening, Lord God. I ask that you would just bless everybody that's in the sanctuary today, those that watched online, those that aren't here, those that are at other churches, Lord God. Bless them, keep them, and we love you. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.